The holiday season, the festival of light, Christmas, the winter solstice, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. It goes by many names, but this time of year is a time for most cultures throughout the world to celebrate light and love, hope, peace, and renewal. What does this holiday truly mean to you? In your heart of hearts. For most of us, this is a time of mixed emotions. We miss those who are no longer with us. We miss holiday celebrations of past. Or perhaps we miss those celebrations that never happened, except in our imaginations. For many, this is a time of family, Christmas trees, get together with loved ones over a meal, exchanging gifts. And over these past many years, as we all know, Christmas has become commercialized, with gift-giving taking precedence over the true meaning of the holiday. And that's what I ask you to spend time considering now. What does this holiday season truly mean to you? Taking off all of the excess and gimmicky falderal that marketing has added to this season. When you strip it down to what this holiday truly means, Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, born of Joseph and Mary, here to be a light bearer to show us the way home. In essence, Jesus was a master teacher who was not just for those of the Christian beliefs, but a master teacher for all people, for all times. There were other master teachers, Buddha, Zoroaster. Jesus was a man of flesh and blood, who, through his dedication and love, became enlightened. And with this enlightenment, understood God's will. And he chose to align his will with the will of God. In this way was the master teacher Jesus enlightened with the Christ consciousness. And what is the Christ consciousness? It is a level of awareness and understanding that is available to people of all denominations, all cultures, all races, all times. It is a level of understanding that resonates with divine love. Many times Jesus said, "All this you can do and more," and wanted others to know that he was a man. And just as he was able to become enlightened, so too are we able to become enlightened. And just as he was able to have the Christ consciousness born within him, so too are we. The celebration of the birth of the Son spans all cultures since the beginning of time. In ancient times, it related to the winter solstice. The winter solstice, ordinarily falling on December 20th, 21st, or 22nd each year, depending on the position of the sun, is when the longest night of the year occurs, when the earth is in its darkest day. The next day, the sun returns to gain in light. And thus, the Son is born on earth. This is the celebration of the birth of light. It's the celebration of hope, renewal, and enlightenment. Pagan traditions, such as the Celtic or Druid traditions, refer to this time as being the birth of light. This rebirth of light is celebrated in Eastern traditions when the Buddha was enlightened. His Christ consciousness, called by another name. So this celebration speaks to us at a deep core level. It teaches us that even in our darkest moments, we too can tap into a point of light and love within that can restore us, give us hope, and show us the way. Because it is only with light that we can see our true path, our enlightenment, our way of achieving Christ consciousness, so that we too may align our will with the will of God, and in that way make manifest God's will on earth. And at our point of fulfillment will come the time when God gazes upon the earth and sees God reflected back. I wish you a very happy holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate. And in keeping with this time of peace and light and understanding, I invite you to listen and participate in the Winter Solstice Meditation. Bright blessings to you and yours.